From Hollywood, the Sweeney and March program.
I'm Bob Sweeney. I got a drum.
I'm Hal March. I've got a cymbal.
I'm Charlie Dirksmeyer.
What have you got?
An earache.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present the Sweeney and March program, starring Bob Sweeney and Hal March, with Lud Gluskin and his orchestra and the songs of the Starlighters. I'm Bob Lamont. Now for our weekly visit with the Happy Rover Boys, Bob Sweeney and Hal March. At the moment, they're in the living room of their house at 24 Orange Avenue, hanging some pictures on the wall. You'll recognize Hal by the tight-fitting T-shirt with Hal March on the front. And you'll recognize Bob by the loose-fitting T-shirt with Hal March on the front.
There. Now hand me that other picture over there, Bob, that Rembrandt. Girl in locker room.
Girl in locker room?
Yeah.
Gosh, Hal, all you ever think about is girls. It's always girls, 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 and always girls. Well, why don't you think of some better things in life?
Give me it for instance.
Well, like dancing to soft music and holding hands in the movie and romancing on a moonlit lake.
But you can't do those things without a girl.
There you go, right back to girls again.
Forget it, I'm sorry that I brought... No.
Hey, somebody just came in the front door, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's our boarder, Dr. Darby. Morning, Dr. Darby.
Good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, Doctor. Beautiful. You're up pretty early, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I was awakened at 8 by the soft cooing of a dove, bidding me to arise and enjoy the wonders of the day.
Well, what's that package under your arm, Doctor?
A BB gun. I'll get that blasted.
Well, it's a shame you were awakened so early, Doctor.
Yes, I didn't retire until the wee hours. I've been working on my greatest discovery.
Oh? What discovery is that, Dr. Darby?
Well, you have no doubt seen little children blowing bubbles with that bubble gum.
Oh, sure.
I have a new gum for them.
Oh, how does it work?
When a child blows a bubble with my gum, it slowly envelops him and then floats away with the little...
That's all very well and good, Dr. Darby, but...
Oh, Bob, answer the phone for me, will you, and take down her name and address.
Well, what if it's not a girl calling you?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, boy.
A thousand pardons, Sahib, great white father, O son of women.
Answer the phone!
Well, I must be getting up to my laboratory, Mr. March. I'm working on a new theory of cross-breeding.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yes. My plan is to cross a horse with a black widow spider.
Then what have you got?
I don't know, but if it bites you, you can ride it to the hospital. Good day, sir.
Hal? Huh? Hal, it was Mrs. Scully, our landlady, on the phone, and she wants us to hurry over to her house right away, and she sounded awfully upset.
Well, okay, let's get right over there. Upset, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder what's wrong.
I don't know. Do you think she's mad about the wild party we had Tuesday night?
Wild party. We had a couple of girls over for a game of spin the bottle.
Yeah, but we played for money.
No, I don't think it was that, Bob.
Well, here's her house, Hal.
You ring the bell, Bob. You've got your thumb out.
I hope there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, boys. Come in quickly. I don't want the fresh air to get in.
Now, what's the trouble, Miss Scully?
I was robbed last night.
Robbed? Did they get much, Miss Scully?
Just about everything. Took my Victrola and all my Lionel Hampton records.
When did they get in the house, Mrs. Scully?
But it must have been right after I went to bed.
Well, didn't you hear anything?
Yes, I did. I heard this crashing and splintering of wood and smashing of glass, and then I heard footsteps through the kitchen. A window being raised, then scuffling of feet and furniture being moved. Then the footsteps went out to the kitchen again. Then a door slammed, and I heard a truck drive up. Then there was more scuffling and footsteps.
Well, what did you do?
Nothing. I thought it was the wind.
That's logical.
Oh, I'm so upset. I wish my dear departed husband Marvin were here.
Yeah, I guess at the time...
That's Marvin's picture there above the fireplace.
Yes, Miss Scully.
Marvin was a handsome man. He used to look his best in his chauffeur's uniform.
Oh, was Marvin a chauffeur?
Herbert Hoover's personal chauffeur. Unless Marvin was driving, Mr. Hoover wouldn't even ride in his vacuum cleaner.
We're awfully sorry about
your
being...
Well, the worst of it is that I'm supposed to take a list of the stolen things down to the police station, and I have an appointment with my doctor today.
Oh, I see.
I'm having some stitches removed.
Oh, stitches removed? Oh, what for?
Just to make my dress longer. That's... That's the style, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Scully, Bob and I will be happy to take the list down to the police station for you.
Oh, we sure will, Mrs. Scully. After all, neighborliness is the American way.
That's right, Bob.
And I'm an American.
Yes, you are, Bob.
And I'm an American!
All right. All right, Betsy Ross, thread your needle and let's go.
I certainly do appreciate this, boy.
Oh, not at all, Miss Scully. We'll tell you all about it when we get back.
Thanks again, boys.
Yeah. Bye, Miss Scully.
Goodbye, Miss Scully.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, she's a sweet old lady.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to the house and get the car keys before we get out of the station, Bob.
Okay. Hey, Hal, you know, I'll bet Mrs. Scully would let you kiss her for this.
Bob, believe me, I have no desire to kiss Mrs. Scully. She's nice, but she's too old.
I don't know, Hal. Remember the story of the frog who was really a handsome young prince?
Yeah.
Well, just don't be fooled by Mrs. Scully's gray hair and wrinkled face.
Why?
Because underneath, she might be a frog.
Oh, come on.
And now the Starlighters sing a song that's never been sung by mouth before.
Too many rings on your fingers, naughty Angela. Laughing at romance that lingers, naughty Angela. You take a heart, then you break it, just for fun. Someday you'll break one too many.
Yours may be the one.
Everyone kisses a flower filled with sweet perfume. Nobody kisses a flower when it's lost its bloom.
Go to his arms, he misses his baby. Settle down while there's still time.
Deep in your heart, you're a good little girl. Angel, don't get everyone in the world, baby. Naughty Angeline, be mine. Naughty
Angela. Well, we better get down to the police station, Bob. Have you got the list of all the things stolen from Miss Scully?
I got it right here, Hal.
Fine. Now, let's go.
Oh, somebody just came in the back door, Hal.
Yeah, I know. Probably that kid from the house and back, and we don't have time.
Oh, mister.
Look, kid. We can't talk with you now. We've got to go down to the police station on business.
Well, I'll go down to the police station with you.
You will not.
I will, too.
You can't go to the police station.
I can go to the policeman.
You
police
can't.
Police. I can, because I'm an American.
You're an American
thing
who
that way.
Well, you're not going with us, so forget it.
But I might be of some help. I have a Gene Autry Deputy Sheriff's badge.
Gene Autry Deputy Sheriff's badge? Gee, what can we do with that?
I can arrest any children going down to see a Roy Rogers picture.
Let me see that badge, kid.
Here you are, mister.
Deputy Sheriff, huh? Yeah, nice. Looks like the real thing, too. I'll put it right behind my lapel here. But let's get down to the police station, Bob.
Could I please have my badge, mister?
Come on, kid, beat it.
But I want my badge.
Beat it, kid. Bob, get me a broken bottle.
But I want my badge. I need that badge. It keeps my little bosom warm.
Oh, pulling a tough guy act, huh? Okay, kid, up with a fist.
But I don't want to fight, mister. I don't like to fight. I was meant to be loved.
cover yourself, kid, because Tiger March is coming in.
I didn't mean to cut your eye, mister.
Here's your badge. Now, out of the house, kid.
I didn't want to hurt you, mister. Honest, don't let Pegler get a hold of this.
Go on, beat it.
Let me help you up, pal.
Yeah, you're a fine friend.
Well, what do you mean?
His back was to you. Why weren't you holding his hands?
Well, I...
Forget it. Come on, let's take this list down to the police station. Well, let's get right into the station, Bob. I wonder where the desk sergeant is. That's the guy we ought to see.
Yeah. Let's see, we're probably going to one of these offices here, Hal.
Maybe.
Let's see, Chief Adams, Captain Davis, Lieutenant Nicholas, Sergeant Whiting, and Private Keepout.
Never mind those doors, Bob. Follow me down the hall here. The sergeant's probably right down at the end. Now listen, Bob, when we get... Bob? Bob? Where are you, Bob?
Over here in this little room, Hal.
Well, what are you doing? Bob, come out of that cell.
No! Look at me, Hal! I'm on the street convict, guys. I'm a killer!
Come out of that cell, Bob.
Go on, copper. Kill us. What are you talking? Your rubber hose ain't gonna break me down. Ha! It didn't even hurt. Go on, use your rubber hose again. No matter how much water you squirt on me, I ain't talking.
Bob, if you don't come out of that cell, I'm coming in after you.
I ain't talking.
Well, for crying out loud. Now, come on out of there. We've got Mrs. Kelly.
Hey, Hal, the cell door closed.
Yeah, I know. Nice going, Bob. You and your acting are... Oh, there's the guard. Say, guard. Guard, come here a minute, will you?
Yeah.
Say, fella, will you unlock the cell door, please?
Oh, certainly. Oh, better yet, why don't I just turn around and let you steal my keys?
None of your lip, copper.
Bob! Will you please be quiet? Now, no kidding, fella.
Yeah, I know. You walked in here by mistake. The door slammed shut, and now you've got that locked-in flavor.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Now,
get back!
Oh, now, just a second.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows.
Bob, quiet! Now, look, guard.
My sorrow.
Please, now look, guard. Can I use the phone?
Phone? Yeah, you're entitled to make one phone call. Here, I'll hand you the one on the desk.
Thanks a lot.
You're an all right guy for a copper.
Be quiet! Try and contact our orchestra leader, Lud Gluskin. He's got plenty of pull. He can probably get us out of this mess. You and your acting gotta
Hello?
Get... Oh, I'd like to speak to Lud Gluskin, please.
He isn't in.
Well, how can I get in touch with him?
He isn't in.
I know that. Where is he?
Who?
Lud Gluskin!
He isn't in.
Please, could I leave a message for him? This is Hal March.
All right.
Fine.
What's your name?
Hal March.
Yippee!
Oh, forget it!
Well, politician, what did your friend say?
He isn't in.
Oh, for shame. Now, let's stop kidding around. In 5 minutes, you're leaving with the rest of the prisoners for the county work farm.
But, guard!
5 minutes!
The county work farm?
Hal.
Yes, Bob?
They don't believe us.
No, they don't, Bob.
Hal?
Yes, Bob?
Do you think we could be lying?
Oh, quiet!
And now another song by the Starlighters, who step up to the footlights and burn the cuffs off their trousers.
You can tell the depth of a well by the length of the handle on the pump. So, baby, how can you tell about me? You can't
tell the sound of the bell by the length of the steeple on the hill. So, baby, how can you tell?
your book by its cover. That's how it is with me. I'm an ever-loving lover.
Give me the chance and you see.
You can tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump. So, baby,
how can you tell about me?
By the length of the handle on the pump. You can't tell the depth of the well by the length of the steeple on the hill. You can't tell the sound of a bell. Oh, baby, how can you tell about me? Baby, how can you possibly see how much I love you?
Cards, end of the line. County work farm. All out.
Now listen, guard. This is all a big mistake.
Out of the wagon.
We're not getting out till you listen to me. I've got something to say.
I've got a lead point.
Don't be stubborn, Bob. Get out of the wagon. Oh, boy, this is just like summer camp. Smell those rocks and sledgehammers? Hey, Mother, ain't you wonderful?
Yeah, great.
All right, Carnes. Go get your overalls from the guard over there.
Come on, Hal, let's get in
all
line.
All right, you mugs. What size overalls?
None for us. You see, we don't belong here. Now, what happened?
Size overalls?
I said none for us. Mr. Sweeney and myself were just...
I got a lead pipe.
42, please.
What size for you, Quonset head?
Give me a size 2, please.
Size 2? Nobody wears size 2.
Okay. Give me a size 3 and I'll roll up the cuffs.
All right! Line up and shut up! Captain Fox, the camp warden, has a few words. Any guy cracking wise gets fractured.
The boys are waiting, Captain.
Thanks loads, Sherwood.
All right, first I want to welcome you to Camp Happy Hours. We use the honor system here. You can leave any time you see fit. But you're on your honor not to. You will note that our guards carry machine guns. That is for only one reason. To kill you. At this camp, we believe in the old saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. We like dull boys. Any questions?
Yes, Captain. Is there any chance...
All right. Now, men... Guard Harris will assign you to your duties, and when he tells you to do something, you better do it, or you'll be sorry you were ever born.
Sherwood, if you please.
Mais oui, mon capitaine.
All right! You guys take them sledgehammers and start busting rocks!
Listen, Bob. Bob, I've got an idea. If one of us was to get injured, they'd have to take us to a hospital. And then we could make contact with the outside world.
Oh, that's a swell idea, Hal. Now, how can one of us get injured?
Well, I could take the sledgehammer and give you kind of a little hit across the back.
That's a swell idea. Only I have a better one.
What's that?
Well, it's almost like yours, only we use your back.
What was wrong with my idea?
Oh, it doesn't...
All right, now give me the sledgehammer and then turn around. What's that?
Recess. Hit me later.
All right, you guys. Line up. Your food is here.
I guess it's lunch.
Oh, boy, I'm starved. I'm so hungry I could eat bat hash.
Yeah. I'm kind of hungry myself.
Here you are, guys. Some nice bat hash. Hey, there. What's the matter with you guys? Why ain't your cups ready?
They didn't give us any.
Cup your hands. There. All right, you guys.
This food is kind of juicy, isn't it?
Yeah. You take mine, Bob. You're much hungrier than I am.
No, Hal, no. You take mine. I had a piece of dirt just a few minutes ago.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to throw this slop away.
Psst. Hey, buddy. Hey, Hal. The convict next to you wants to talk to you.
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't throw the food away. They get mad. And then you don't get no tutti-frutti ice cream.
But I can't eat this stuff.
I can't either. I hide mine.
Where do you hide it?
In my mouth.
This is awful. I'll just make believe I dropped it. There, that's better. Now, Bob, we ought to... Bob, what did you do with your food?
I hid it.
Where?
In that guy's mouth.
Look, Bob, somebody's got to listen to us. We don't belong in here.
I know how we can get out, Hal.
How?
We'll swipe a shovel and dig a hole under the warden.
Now, that's just silly, Bob.
Yeah, where can we get a shovel?
Yeah. I've got it. We'll pull the stunt they do in the movies. You know, when the prisoners don't like something in a prison picture, they all start yelling, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've seen him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Not yet. I'll get it started. Right. Maybe somebody will pay some attention to us. Hey, you guys, get in with us, will you? Yeah.
Shut up, you boys!
Yeah. We'll beat this rap. We ain't no stool pigeons, no solitary thrush.
Bob, the captain is coming.
Yeah, the captain, yeah?
All right.
Yeah. All right, fellas, all together, let's eat our bat hash. Isn't it good?
Which one of you guys is Sweeney and March?
We are. What is it to... What are you...
Mrs. Scully called and explained the whole thing. We're sorry, and go home.
Well, it's about time. Come on, Hal.
Just a second, Bob. I want to ask this John Dom a question. Hey, John. How are we supposed to get back to town?
You got thumbs, haven't you? We'll use them.
I can't. Mine's out of gas.
Oh, come on. Well, Bob, home certainly looks good after
gentlemen,
that.
Gentlemen, thank heavens you're back.
Well, what's the matter, Dr. Darby?
My car has been stolen. I would like you boys to do me a favor and go down to the police station and report the theft.
Well, why don't you go?
I'd rather not. They might recognize... some of my medicines have caused the... I can't go. I have some beans cooking on my Bunsen burner.
Well, we ought to report it, Hal. First they robbed Mrs. Scully and now Dr. Darby, and we might be next.
You're right, Bob. Come on, we'll bust this crime wave wide open. Now, let's not fool around this police station, Bob. Bob? Bob? Where are you?
Over here, Hal, in this little room.
Bob, come out of that cell, Bob.
But Hal, I'm...
Bob, I'm coming in to take you out. Now, come with me, Bob, and we'll...
Hal?
Yes, Bob?
This time, let's eat all our bat hash, and maybe we'll get some tutti-frutti ice cream.
Same station, Columbia and its affiliated stations will present the Sweeney and March program with the music of Led Gluskin and his orchestra and the songs of the Starlighters. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.